Okay, right. The clock is ticking. Only a few weeks to go until something that was absolutely, I swear to you, not on my 2025 bingo card. I am doing a boxing match.
This is really, really cool.
As in, I'm going to be boxing in a ring with somebody else in Leopardstown in a few weeks' time. In case you don't know anything about all this, I've been telling you for a couple of years now that I don't really like the gym, and I started doing some boxing classes. They're totally like a non-contact gym, really, more so than anything else. Mm. And they do fitness classes. This is Heiden Boxing Academy. They've got loads of gyms all across Dublin. And basically, I started going for like a different way to burn a few calories and have a bit of crack.
You fell in love with it straight away. As soon as you went to your first class, you were like, that was class. And it's the one thing that I've known Emma for, I want to say, about 8 years now.
Probably
it's
longer,
the one thing you've kept up.
Yes.
Yeah, you've obviously found your thing.
Yeah.
That you genuinely want to go and
it's
do.
It's just really good stress relief. It's really good vibes in the classes, playing tunes. Everyone's so friendly. Like, you know, you might think, oh, it's so intimidating to go to a boxing class. Absolutely not. Couldn't disagree more. It's so fun. But basically, what Heiden do is they offer the opportunity for people, if they want to actually do something that's contact related, maybe it's like a bucket list thing for some people to go to the gym, then they offer these, what they call a fight camp, and it all leads up to this big event then towards the end. So you get to experience
it's so cool
what it's like to be like an amateur boxer, basically.
I remember like going to see my mom do this in
way.
I was a kid, like, but she was doing it in Swords, and we went to, do you remember the Wright venue?
Of course.
Yeah. We went and watched her box, and I was like, it's actually so much fun.
That is so Wright venue photos.
Yeah, isn't it?
I have to be honest, I'm absolutely terrified, less about the actual fight, if you know what I'm saying, because myself and the girl who I know I'm sparring, we are like two peas in a pod. Like, you know, after every punch is thrown, it's like, you okay? Sorry about that.
Yeah, oh, for God's sake.
It's going to be so fun to watch.
I hate it already.
Girl.
No, it's going to be great crack on the night.
Just but two of them in the ring. You all right?
Yeah, Grant. Sorry,
a bit tired. How are you? No, get the best sleep.
I love your shorts.
Where did you park? I'd be like, come on, for God's sake.
No, it's going to be good. There's a lot of skill. We're learning a lot. And everyone's working so hard. Like, there's about 35 people in this course. And like, you're doing extra late night classes on Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturday mornings. So like, there's a certain kind of community of you, and everyone's getting to know each other. And like, you know, you kind of know who's kind of sparring who at this point, and you're kind of keeping an eye out on different people. It's really fun.
The lead up for it is insane. And like the training and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to sound like an absolute sap here. It's kind of like rehearsing for a play. It's like the nerves, and you have to like really commit like learn this whole new skill. You're going to be amazing.
100%. Like, I did a personal training class the other day.
Unreal.
Just to be like, help me. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be a fool either.
And
so family and friends and you guys are coming and everything to the big night on the 15th of November. But the one thing we've been told from the lads, Sean and Paddy, who run this week, we're saying, would you just start thinking about your walkout song? Okay, because we need to prepare.
That's good.
DJ.
You get into the mood, you get into the zone.
Exactly. We need to prepare the DJ on the night with all of your songs, and you need to tell us what point of the song you want to actually start walking out to, okay?
Very good.
And I thought, hey, I'm very lucky in this position to have people who listen to this show who might have some suggestions to make me feel really cool, right? So just to explain, my boyfriend Jack, he's actually also doing this as well. We're obviously not boxing each other. He's one of the lads.
But this is going to be his walkout music.
Yeah, he walked in the other day. I was in the shower and he burst into the bathroom. I was like, do you mind? And he was like, what about this? I think this is brilliant for my walkout song.
Class.
Very good.
Like, no, that's brilliant. Like, I love it.
Imagine. It's based on Jack's, isn't it?
Yeah.
And his name is Jack.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And he'll knock you through to the basement if you're messing with him.
Hey,
where
your
will
Hannah?
Your head be at?
It's in the basement.
Done with him.
Because of Jack.
Am I right? And I will do that on the night.
You know what, Jack? There is layers to that. And I love it. Fair play.
So I'm thinking this. This is a song that I sent to loads of my friends after one very late one night, which still gives me the fear. But I love it. I was thinking a bit of Mac Miller. You interrogate that like you the feds. So she says she is all top drunk. Don't look very impressed in here.
It's a very Emma Nolan choice, I'll give you that.
I love that song, but it's a bit too happy.
It's a bit
you
too soft.
You want to be scary. You want to show that you got that.
You want to, like, you literally want it to punch in. Do you know what I mean? Whereas that song is kind of meandering
that's
along.
That's like, let's go out and dance and be free
in
New York City.
That could be your
City.
Exit music.
Yeah, right, okay.
In the stretcher.
Now, I did ask Dave and Fiona for any suggestions on this, okay? Just kind of broaden my horizons. I haven't heard this. This is what you guys
Listen,
have come up with.
We decided it needs to be something, maybe not incredibly cool, but something that we think fits the theme of the boxing night.
And something that shows you mean business.
You mean and business.
Aren't to be messed with. I gotta
get my, head. Oh my God, no.
No. Think about it, Emma.
I gotta get you.
You can kind of shimmy out.
No, I beg you. Don't.
High School Musical.
Why am I feeling so wrong?
That part will be edited out.
Do you know what? This is what I was worried about. I said, if I bring this to the show, go one way, I could either be the coolest person on the big fight night or I could be the biggest loser.
I think that plays in. I can imagine you with the hood up, you're coming out with the boxing gloves, kind of shadow boxing.
Serious?
Gotta get your head in the game. I'm telling you, everyone is gonna go, yup!
Like, credit where credit's due, you do have to get your head in the game.
Yeah, okay, Scarlett from
I'm almost worried that it's gonna spur on the other person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to give them any unfair advantage.
Listen, this is where you come in listening. I need a walkout song for a fight night I'm doing legitimately in November. It's only a few weeks away now, and I need your help. So I have my option, which is this. I don't think anyone's loving that. It's the Mac Miller version. The spins. Dave and Fiona have gone for this. God help us all. So I'd like some more suggestions to throw up on a poll on Instagram. We'll decide tomorrow.
Wait,
I need to let the gym
these
know
are important
which song we're going with.
Because my mom did this boxing thing in Swords. I don't know how many years ago. I still remember her entrance. I still remember.
What was it?
It was David Guetta Titanium.
I'm
bulletproof.
Oh,
nothing to lose.
Okay, give us a shout. Give us a suggestion for a song. It could be your song suggestion that I end up walking out to in a few
weeks.
But
it will be ours.
No, it won't. It won't.
It's actually, if you punch to that bass, that
you gotta get that pace.
You will win.
Get in touch with a song suggestion for my walkout song for Fight Night on the 15th of November. 087-711-103. Your voice notes too, please. I am looking for your help this morning because I am doing a fight night in a couple of weeks. Essentially a boxing match. A contact, full contact boxing match in a few weeks in Leopardstown, which I know sounds bizarre. Very unlike me. I've been doing kind of boxing training, totally non-contact in a gym that's like super fun. Heiden Boxing Academy, they're called. And like, I love it. It's so fun. Like, it's burning calories, really good vibes, everyone's really friendly. But then for people who kind of want to take it that step further, they offer these particular camps that you can do to prepare for a contact situation.
For the psychos in the group who want to hit each other.
For all you sickos out there.
You'd be surprised, a lot of people would have that kind of on a bucket list, you know what I mean? Of like, to just do it and feel that adrenaline on the night and stuff. So basically, I'm doing it. It's crazy. It's a few weeks from now. I can't believe I'm doing it. Not in my bingo card for this year. But I need to decide now, because they're kind of getting organised for the event itself, what my walkout song is going to be, because I obviously need to prep the DJ. There's going to be like 30 fights on the night matches.
Oh,
on
my
night.
God.
So there's a lot to organise, and I'm asking you this morning what you think my walkout song should be. Any suggestions for me? Amy, what do you think?
Maniac.
Oh.
Maniac. I could see it. The only thing I will say, though,
and she don't win,
is that I'd say there'll be a few maniacs.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Would there be others, or would it just be me?
If you just need to stand out and be the main one.
Yeah, that's true.
The main EAC.
Yeah, you do. Claim it now.
Yeah.
Because honestly, whoever gets that song is winning the night.
Yeah.
This is
that's
a good point.
Kick off the whole night.
Let's hope you're on first, because there might be seven more maniacs to play.
Amy, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye. Any more suggestions for us? Get in touch. Send your voice notes, please, as well. It could be your song that I end up walking out on.
I feel like my joke was underappreciated. The main EAC. I felt like it just kind of went under the radar.
I think it got exactly what it deserved.
Thank you.
Get in touch with the suggestions now, please. I am doing a boxing match in a few weeks' time, which is a bit mad. It's not something that I thought I'd be doing. I normally do like just boxing for fitness, but then they offer this opportunity for people who want to take it on and see what it's all about if you're actually doing something contact related. So that's happening in a few weeks' time, and I need to choose my walkout song. I can't believe I'm saying this. If someone gave me a little time capsule last year and said, on air with Dave and Fiona next year, you're going to be saying, what's my walkout song?
You're going to be picking your fight song.
A boxing match. Just mad.
I can't wait for the post-match interview I'm going to do.
Oh my God.
And Emma just gets really religious.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah, no, it was a great fight, yeah.
We've discussed this. You're ring girl.
Oh, sorry.
I'll do the post-match analysis.
Okay, so this is a song I was thinking that might work, right? You interrogate that like you the fed, so she says she is. It's Mac Miller in the Spins.
Just
I just
missing the mark
song.
A little
it's
bit.
It's a great
there.
Song, but it doesn't sound like you're going to bait the head off.
Yeah. Hey. There's none of that. It's a very controlled.
It's a boxing
situation.
Match.
Dave and Fiona suggest this one. I got it. Hey, because they hate me. And they want
because
me to look like a fool.
Your opponent.
Yeah. No, there's no hate. It's all love.
Come
all
on.
Every time we talk about this, I hate it more.
I know.
Oh,
truly.
No, it's just like two people like love each other, just deciding to hit each other. It's all love.
Skill hook. Brian was on with a suggestion for us.
Emma, your engine should be thumping. I get knocked down. I get knocked down.
It instills a lot of confidence
it's already aware admitting your own
you're going to get knocked down.
Whether but
hey,
you get back up
it's all love. There's no knocking people down.
No, I don't like that aspect.
Grace was in touch as well with the suggestion.
I would definitely do zombie cranberry.
What?
It's a bit Rugby World Cup coded for me, not people who I think would be particularly good in a fight.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, Eddie suggested this one.
Oh, yes!
That's class!
Oh my God,
Emma,
Eddie.
That is class.
Who is that? What is that?
It's Fortuna, isn't it?
Yeah. It was what the judges used to walk out to on the X Factor.
Louis Walsh! Emma Nolan.
Do you know what? That's good because tonally it's going to be so different from everyone else. And it's
but also so would High School Musical.
Do you know?
No, this is my favourite so far.
That's really
sorry,
good.
I think that's class.
If my opponent walked into that music, I would quit on the spot.
Yeah, you'd be like, she is a freak.
She's a damn psycho.
This in from Louise.
My song, Emma, has to be Eminem, Lose It.
Again, great song. Don't know if we want the word lose.
Yeah. Also a little bit basic.
Yeah. Like, I want you
it's
to acknowledge.
Good, but it's like it's one of those ones that probably is on the top of everybody's
list. Yeah. We don't want you to acknowledge that your palms are sweaty.
Or arms.
Spaghetti.
But we do want heavy arms, do we?
Yeah, heavy arms, but just in the face of
and
the
no
opponent.
Vomit.
No vomit on your sweater already.
Another Louise was in touch.
Good morning, Emma. I think you should come out to Boom Shake the Room.
Because
you want her quaking in our boots. So I think that'd be a really good one for you.
Turn that on.
These are great.
They are such good suggestions.
So good. Basically, what we're going to do is, right, we'll come back to this tomorrow and we'll decide on the final four to put to a vote on Instagram. So the songs will be either this one, mine. You interrogate that like you don't vote for this.
It won't be that. I'm worried that it's going to be, you know, the one we all like, the kind of instrumental, that one. But no one's going to know what that is on Instagram.
We'll play the clip.
Okay.
Then Dave and Fiona have gone for this because they hate me. I gotta get my
head in the game. Come on. I gotta get my
head in the game. And to be honest, if I was calling it now, I'd probably go between this. And of course, the one we're all obsessed with now.
We've got so many more messages
coming in. So I think what we'll do is we'll keep the lines open until tomorrow.
We'll
sit down after the show, come up with the four, and then tomorrow we'll come up with the final four.
I follow one of the girls in the class as well, and she did this like a few March of last year, and I was flicking through like her post of like all the pictures from the night, and what really got me was the walkout. It's just like from someone up real high. Like, there's a huge gang of people there.
It's so exciting. I can't wait till you walk out to the dulcet tones of Zac Efron getting his head into the game.
Oh, please. This has got to be Maybe we'll get Marty Guilfoyle to do like a spinny remix of this or something.
Oh, yeah. In to get your head in the game.
Yeah, perfect.
Here's Lewis Capaldi. This is Something in the Heavens. You're listening to Spin.
Come out to this.
Sleep.